This morning on Wake Up With Hope, we have an uplifting devotional message from Elizabeth Talbot from Jesus 101.
A special prayer segment with the Let's Pray team.
And we're cooking pad thai. Join us.
Good morning, friends, and thank you for waking up with hope. You know, we're excited to be here and waking up with you.
Yes, we are, friends. It's National Mature Women's Day, and what a blessing it is to be able to celebrate the older women in our lives. Older women can be role models and the link to intergenerational relationships as they share their wisdom with the younger generations.
This day also serves to encourage older women to take on a positive attitude about aging.
So, if you're in this category, we encourage you to take heart. You are incredibly important and special and have a powerful role in society.
Amen. What a blessing. And you know, we can't wait to talk about Jesus today and the hope we can find in Him. So let's begin by taking a look back at what took place on this day in history.
On this day in history, in 1959, NASA unveiled America's first astronauts to the press. Scott Carpenter, L. Gordon Cooper Jr., John H. Glenn Jr., Virgil Gus Grissom, Walter Shearer Jr., Alan Shepard Jr., and Donald Slayton. These seven military test pilots were selected from 32 candidates for Project Mercury, the nation's inaugural manned space program. NASA aimed to commence manned orbital flights in 1961.
And just as these astronauts were carefully chosen and equipped for their mission, we too are chosen and equipped by God for the purpose He has ordained for us. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, it says, "For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." You know, friend, you and I were created for good works. We are created for the glory of God, to reflect His image and to portray His beautiful character. So God wants to work out His divine plan in you. He wants to change you from the inside out into something even more beautiful, someone even more amazing. He wants to free you from the things that hold you captive and instead direct your mind towards goodness. So friends, today we invite you to say yes. Say yes to Jesus and allow Him to begin His work of transformation in you so that you can live your best life with Him by your side.
Amen. It's now time to go into the kitchen as we learn to cook easy pad thai. Yummy!
Okay, today I want to share with you guys a easy pad thai recipe. Pad thai usually has a pretty complicated sauce, but this one's a lot more simple. So we made some pad thai noodles already. That's all set to go. The next thing we need is that sauce. So we got a high-speed blender. And one of the healthy things about it is it contains almond butter. Peanut butter is kind of a little overpowering for this recipe, so we're using almond butter. It's nice and creamy, and it won't take over the rest of the dish. It's close to two tablespoons on that one. Next is some Bragg's liquid aminos, again, kind of like soy sauce. Then sesame oil, another definite Asian ingredient. Then some ground cumin. All right, and then for the acid kick on this, we have to have fresh lime. Putting all these things in the blender. This one doesn't have a lot of really chunky pieces, so you can use, even if you don't have a really high-speed blender, this one will work great for that. But all that lime juice in there. Okay, and then we're going to use some fresh ginger. And I'm just going to cut it against the grain on this one so that you don't have any of the like the hair pieces, the fibers in it. Put that in there. And then half of a jalapeno. And on this one, those seeds and the filling on the inside, that's where a lot of the heat is. So use a spoon. You might want to use gloves on this. If you get some of these oils on your hands, they'll stick around for a while, even if you wash them off. So we're taking all that seeds and the inside stem part off. And we've got the whole jalapeno, the half of the jalapeno there. And just so it blends a little easier, I'm gonna put it in chunks. And finally, we have a little bit of water. All right, that should make a great sauce. I'll just blend this one up. Okay, since it has some of the pieces in it, we want to blend it for a good amount of time, maybe 15, 20 seconds, to really get everything all, you know, kind of like the consistency of a smoothie, everything all blended together, not chunky. And then you can see the consistency on that. It's thin enough that it'll coat our noodles, but it still has a little bit of, you know, a fair amount of thickness so that it'll stick instead of being more like a thick salad dressing. We want it a little thinner. So we'll pour that on. And that's the best part, in my opinion. I love that sauce. My wife really likes sauce too, so the more sauce, the better. Stir these up, get everything nice and coated. Okay. And then we'll get the toppings ready here next. I like to use a red bell pepper. Bell peppers are definitely a healthy ingredient. And the, you know, and also this, when we use a red bell pepper, it adds some nice color to the dish. The more colors, the more attractive the food is, and the more inclined you are to want to devour it. So we're going to slice these into fairly thin strips. It's kind of one of those, the noodles are thin. We're going to keep the bell pepper thin, not too big chunky pieces in it. And then we also have mung bean sprouts, cilantro, and peanuts for this. So we're gonna add some to our bowl. We made enough, that's like enough for the whole family there. So we're gonna grab out one serving. There you go. Okay, and again, we'll add our bell pepper for some color. Mung bean sprouts is another really healthy ingredient. And then cilantro. So we get red and green on this one. And I took just some of the leaves off, and you can always dice them. I like to just tear them and kind of get involved with the food and get your hands on it, get dirty. And then some roasted peanuts. Not salted, just plain roasted peanuts. We don't need any more salt in the dish. We've already factored that in. And here we have a quick, easy pad Thai recipe. This one goes back for me a long way. It's one of the first healthy recipes that I found that I started making and just really enjoyed. And I hope you do too.
If you're enjoying today's show, share with a friend or visit our website at hopetv.org/wakeup to see more or rewatch any segment.
And check out our YouTube channel as well. Simply search for Wake Up With Hope and subscribe to keep up with each one of our episodes.
We'll be right back with Let's Pray Team. Stay with us. Proverbs chapter 22 verse 6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it." Furthermore, James chapter 1 verse 5 reminds us, "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him."
This morning, we're taking hold of the promises in these verses as we join the Let's Pray team to pray for the wisdom needed to raise children.
Hello, hello, everyone. I'm back. Are you ready to pray together? I hope you are. If we haven't met, my name is Season, and I am part of Hope Channel's Let's Pray. Listen, it says in Proverbs 22:6, to train up a child in the way he should go, even when he's old, he will not depart from it. We are praying for the wisdom to raise our children well and in the fear and admonition of the Lord. Amen. Anybody else need a prayer? I do. I'm a mom. I have a 7-year-old. So I'm praying for me and I'm praying for you today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the gift of children, Lord. I know that it is a blessing and an honor, Father. And my son is a miracle. And Jesus, I thank you for every child in every family represented here, Father, as we pray together today. Lord, I ask that you would be with the moms and the dads, the grandmas and grandpas, the extended community members, Lord, anyone who is helping to train up a child in the way that they should go. Lord, our desire is that that is in Christ, in you, Lord. And Father, I do pray that we would take the responsibility of teaching them about who you are and who they are in Christ as a serious task, Heavenly Father. And Lord, I know that we should train them up in the way, in your way, Heavenly Father. But when I read this scripture, sometimes I think to myself, to train up a child in the way that child should go. Lord, I pray that you would give us discernment and insight into each child's gifting, strengths, and natural inclinations that have been given from you, Father, so that not only are we training them up in the name of Jesus, but we're also training them up in the name of Jesus as individuals that you have created. Father, if we train them up in this way, the way that they should go according to you, Father, they will not depart from it. They'll know who they are in Christ. They will have been called forth into fullness according to the strengths, the gifts, and the talents that you have placed inside of them, not as cookie cutter, rinse, repeat. I thank you, Jesus, that you are helping us to raise individuals potent and powerful in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for all of the different beautiful things that make up our children as individuals. And I thank you, Father, that you are helping us to see clearly as mom and dad, as grandmas and grandpas and aunties and uncles and church family members. Father, whoever is involved in these children's lives, I pray, Lord, that not only would we be a safe place, Heavenly Father, a place full of your love, your compassion, and your kindness, but also the ability to say no. Heavenly Father, it's such a joy to be our children's friends. But Father, help us to be parents first. Help us to take the responsibility seriously. And Lord, I know that I'm not alone in this. I'm not alone in this desire to raise our children well. There are mothers and fathers with great amounts of wisdom and discernment. Father, even family members that might have made mistakes, Jesus, that need your grace and your compassion to say, it's okay, I got them. I know you've got them, Father. We know that we can trust you with our kids, Lord. Help us to do that. Help us, Father, to not participate in shame for the mistakes that we make as community members and family members, Father, and moms and dads. Lord, I remember my grandma saying, who are we to raise perfect children? What room does that leave for the grace of God? So thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, that in all the ways we're not enough. You are. So we lift our children to you. We lift our parenting to you, Father, and we ask that you would help us because we cannot do it without you, Lord. Thank you for our children. Thank you for loving us and forgiving us, Father, for being imperfect. But thank you, Jesus, that you know that already and that you love us and that you are guiding us along the way. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. I pray that you're blessed and that you're encouraged. And in the name of Jesus, God bless you.
Thank you. We always enjoy praying together.
We have to take a short break now, but when we return, we have an inspiring devotional message just for you. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back to Wake Up with Hope. We're happy you stayed with us.
It's now time for our devotional thought. Jesus 101 will be sharing with us this morning.
Hello, everyone. Elizabeth Talbot here from the Jesus 101 Biblical Institute. I want to start by telling you a story of something I did when I was 5 years old. I was in kindergarten, and the teacher gave us a bird that we needed to glue together, put the wings on and stuff. And I took it home, and I wanted to be excellent, so I worked really hard on it. When I came back the next day, the teacher said, "I'm sorry, that bird is glued backwards." I felt so bad, and I didn't know what to do, and something rose up in me. I waited for the break time when everybody left the classroom. We were 41 kids in that kindergarten class. And when it was empty, the whole classroom, I went to the seat next to me, and I took their bird, and I broke it into many pieces, hoping that that would make me feel better, but it didn't. You know, if I wasn't going to have my bird right, nobody was going to have the bird right. And I tried the next seat, and I broke their bird. And then I went to the other one, and will you believe me if I tell you that I broke all 41 birds into pieces that day? When the teacher came back, "What happened here?" she says. And I tried to explain, you know, that I was trying to do the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. But, you know, at 5 years old, I didn't know that that's insanity. So I had tried so hard to feel better, and I wasn't. She didn't have pity on me. She sent me home to make 41 birds, which I did for 2 whole weeks. But something happened during those 2 weeks. My mother sat next to me all 2 weeks. And it was my first encounter with a love that is greater than my failures. Now I know the verse that says, where sin abounded, grace abounded even more. But I didn't then. But my mother's love was greater than my failures. And that's how I learned about God's love. And today I want to talk to you about that, that you are loved no matter how dark your detour has been or how great your sin. Jesus told a story that we're going to talk about today. And he told it to some people that were complaining that he received everybody and that he seemed to love everybody. And Jesus told this story because, in fact, he did love everybody. So come with me to Luke chapter 15. We have 3 stories in that chapter that Jesus told in that at that moment when they were complaining that he loved and received everybody. But I'm going to talk to you about the third one. And it starts with an ungrateful son. Chapter 15, verse 11. And he said, Jesus said, "A man had 2 sons. The younger of them said to his father, 'Father, give me the share of the estate that falls to me.' So he divided the wealth between them." It's very interesting because you never did ask for your inheritance ahead of time. As a matter of fact, if you did ask for your inheritance, you were actually saying to your father, "I wish you were dead." The father still divided the inheritance. And right after he got the money, we are told on verse 13, "And not many days later, the younger son gathered everything together and went on a journey to a distant country." That was his motive. He wanted freedom from his father. He didn't want to have anything to do with him. Well, we are told he wasted his money in all kinds of things. Later on, we're even told that he wasted it in prostitutes. But then he gets hit with 2 simultaneous disasters. He runs out of money, his inheritance money, and there's a famine in the land. So he starts to be in want, in need. He hires himself out, if you continue the story in Luke 15, he hires himself out to take care of pigs. And then he wishes he could eat what the pigs are eating. And then all of a sudden, there's a pivot in the story. He comes to his senses. Verse 17 starts, Luke 15, verse 17 says, "When he came to his senses," that's the pivot, "he said, 'How many of my father's hired men have more than enough bread? I'm dying here with hunger.' And then he makes a decision. 'I will go up and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me as one of your hired men.'" He says, "I'm going to ask my dad for a job. All his employees are doing so good. They have food. And here I am starving. And of course, I don't deserve to be his son anymore. I have broken more than 41 birds." And he made a little speech. "Okay, please make me your employee." But he didn't understand a father's love or a mother's love. The love of a parent is greater than our failures. And so when he comes back with his little speech ready, he finds that his father has a response that he wasn't expecting. Verse 20, he got up and came to his father, but while he was still a long way off, his father saw him. You see, his father had been looking for him every single day since he got lost in that distant country. While he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion. Look at all the responses of his father. He saw him, felt compassion for him, run to him, embraced him, and kissed him. All these things the father did, saw him and run to him, but that wasn't the only thing. He was feeling compassion. He embraced him. He kissed him. And the Greek word there is like he kissed him a lot. He continuously kissed him like, finally, my son is here. And then he gave him three gifts. The son tried to say, Father, I'm not worthy to be called. Shh. Wait, I have something for you, says the father. And he starts giving orders. Verse 22, the father said to his slaves, quickly, bring out the best robe, put it on him, put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet. These are symbolic gifts that are very, very important. I have them here. The sandals, you see, were only for the children of the house. The slaves and the employees didn't wear sandals. So the fact that he's getting sandals means you are not going to be a second-class citizen in this family. You are being received as a son. You are my son. The robe usually meant the best robe was the father's robe. It was cover him, cover his shame. All that he went through, cover it with the robe. And the third one, the ring, usually a signet ring. I have a signet ring here. This is a more modern one. This is from Queen Elizabeth. But you would have a signet ring to sign papers for the family. So you would put it in wax and the drawing or the letter would stay there and it meant authority to do business. And this son that has taken a detour, broken more than 41 birds, gets the sandals, your son. You are covered and you get authority to sign for the family. You see, God's love for us is much greater than our failures. He is waiting passionately for you, no matter how dark your detour, how great your sin may have been. Yeah, his love surpasses our failures. As a matter of fact, Jesus at the cross paid for all your mistakes. That's why our logo has a heart with a cross in it, because his love made him die in your place so that you could live free from shame and guilt. So remember this, God's love is greater than your failure. You are loved. God wants you back. So remember, you are loved in a way that surpasses your failure. So believe it, embrace it, and accept his sacrifice because you are loved.
What a blessing. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Well, friends, thank you for spending time with us this morning. And if you would like to learn more about our program or share us with a friend or even watch some part of today's program again, visit us at hopetv.org/wakeup.
And don't forget to wake up with us tomorrow morning. We will have a recipe from The Healthy Foodie, music from Carmen Cruz, dog tales, and a devotional thought from John Bradshaw of It Is Written. We can't wait to see you there.
And if you enjoyed today's devotional thought and you would like to learn more, visit hope.study to receive your free Bible study guides.
Again, friends, that's hope.study for your free Bible study guides. Check out the website. We are sure you will be blessed.
And friends, before we go, we want to share with you a Bible promise. And this promise is found in Psalm chapter 103, verses 8 and 10.
It says, "The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in mercy. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities."
What a beautiful and comforting Bible promise that God reminds us that he's merciful, friends. Mm-hmm. He does not treat us according to our sins. Instead, he sees us through loving eyes and sees what we can become in him. He longs for more from us. He wants to have all of our hearts. So friends, will you take his hand today and let him guide you? Let's pray together. Father in heaven, yes, Lord, we do trust you. You have shown to us time and time and time again that you are trustworthy. And so, Lord, we give you all. Take our hearts. We can't trust ourselves with even as the smallest portion of our lives. We give you all. And so we thank you, Lord, for giving us so much hope. In Jesus' name, amen.